Hello.
Hello, this is AT&T Relay Operator 5705, and you have a collect call from Mildred Monday.
This is Mildred Monday.
But you have a call from Mildred Monday.
I don't know another Mildred Monday.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. Do you want me to ask the person? Can I put you on hold and get the other person on the line so you guys can work this out? No charges will be added to your account.
Let me hear their voice. Put them on and let you talk to them and let me hear their voice.
Okay, 1 minute. Let me put you on hold for like 10 seconds, okay, ma'am?
Hello?
Where are they calling from?
Hello, this is Mildred Monday.
This is Mildred Monday.
Hello? This is Mildred Monday.
Where are you calling from? I don't know you.
I'm calling for Mildred. I'm Mildred Monday.
Okay, who are you?
I am Mildred Monday.
No.
Yes.
What Monday are you?
Would you please accept the charges? Because I am Mildred Monday. And the operator won't get off the phone until you accept the charges.
Well, I don't know you.
Operator, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
She says she doesn't want to accept, but I am Mildred Monday.
Ma'am, will you please accept the charges so I can get on with other work?
No, I won't accept them because I don't know who she is. I am Mildred Monday.
She says that she is Mildred Monday.
I am Mildred Monday.
Operator?
Yes, ma'am.
Asked her who her father was.
Okay, ma'am, who was your father?
I don't have a father. My father died when I was very, very young.
Ma'am, her father died when she was very, very young.
My mother told me I don't have a father. And she never told me his name.
She hung up.
Hi, this is Chris Tomkinson. When I'm not being harassed by RBCP and Zach, I'm listening to The Fun Show on cactiradio.com. They put the F-U in fun.
Fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay! It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
This is the fun show. But anyway, I wanted to play something for you guys. Diaz and I think Diaz is okay with me playing this. Diaz was calling up some some puppy mills. Of course, they don't say that they're puppy mills, but they are. And he was asking them just, you know, some basic questions about their puppy mills. And this one guy got very, very upset. And I wanted you guys to hear this because what I would like to do is edit this and set it up, you know, and have all the calls. But I'm just going to play one of them. So hold on 1 second here. I think this should be the right call. If not, I apologize.
I'm actually from a newspaper. I just have a couple questions that I'd like to ask you, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, what's up?
I was wondering how much you enjoy contributing to the problem.
I think you're looking for something that I'm not really interested in.
No, well, actually, I'm interested in the Burmese mountain dog puppies that you have for sale on Kijiji there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how much you enjoy contributing to the problem. For example, if you want me to elaborate on that, I can go into how much money is spent by Canadian taxpayers to support companies like the dog shelters and their humane societies and stuff like that that are around this country. And I was just wondering...
What is it you're trying to sell?
I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm simply trying to ask you some questions, you dumb cunt.
Okay, you want to know how much I care about the problem. Is it a theoretical problem?
No.
What is it?
You know that places like dog shelters and stuff like that, they're actually paid for out of the Canadian budget. Like, basically, our tax dollars go to that, right?
Okay, well, it's new to me, but okay, it could be different in Saskatchewan.
No, actually, like the SPCA and all of that stuff, it's pretty much the exact same all over Canada. You're contributing to
your phone sign. Say that again.
SPCA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, SPCA out here, at least I can tell you. I don't know about Saskatchewan. Doesn't get any tax dollars.
That's funny, because their website is a .bc.ca, which would leave me believe...
Okay, what is your complaint?
No, I'm wondering if you can justify having animal mills when there are animals that are currently in shelters that could or should first and foremost be adopted before these, for example, Bernese Mountain Dog puppies.
Okay. What now? What? No. What puppy mill is it?
No, the Burmese Mountain Dog puppies that you have for sale, the 7 males and the 5 females that were born February 12th.
Yeah, that's right.
I was wondering...
What puppy mill?
How often do you breed your animals?
Constantly. All the time. Constantly.
Okay, so I'm talking
about... What puppy mill?
I'm talking about your puppy mill.
You're saying I have a puppy mill. Hey, you're a fucking flake. You know what? I really like to beat the shit out of you.
I'd like to see
how can
you
I get
there,
my fucking
boy.
Hands on you?
Oh yeah.
Do you have any plans on coming out to BC?
Oh yeah, tons.
Some place where I can kick your fucking ass.
Oh, why are you mad?
You slimy little fucking whiny piece of NDP, goddamn fucking piece of shit. Come on out here, you little faggot. Don't start fucking whining, snot, fucking bullshit. I know something I don't know nothing about. Come on out here, kick my fucking ass, you little fucking piece of shit.
Oh, I don't want to
kick... You little fucker. Don't fucking talk about it, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to phone up and whine and fuck and snivel to you like a fucking bitch with panties on. Come out here and kick my ass.
Well, there's no reason to get angry, sir.
Fucker, come on over.
I'm simply asking...
Come over to my house, kick my fucking ass.
I wouldn't like to kick your ass.
You what, you little fucking piece of shit. How about a fucking...
Hey, whoa, what's going on? Hey, I'm Tim. Tim's manager. What the hell's going on here? What the hell is this?
But at that point, he just hung up. But I just couldn't believe how incredibly upset he got. And the funny thing was, he kept threatening Dias, and Dias just kept saying, whoa, dude, I don't want to fight you, okay? I don't want to fight you, man. But man, this guy just fucking went on. Oh shit, my microphone's down again. Sorry, guys. I suck at this. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Dias. Probably not, because nothing ever works for me. And where the hell is Tombstone? Holy shit. God, I'm just so incredibly lonely right now. I think I'm going to play a song or something. What should I play?
Hello?
Hello? Did I wake you up?
No, you didn't wake me up. I think I need to turn the other stuff off, though.
Oh, hey, were you listening? I played that call that you made.
Yeah, that call makes me laugh, man. That dude just blacked right out.
Yeah, that dude went fucking crazy. Did you do any more of those since then?
No, not since then. I've been building up for something here, but I don't think I have enough information yet. I gotta find some more stuff out about some people here.
Do you want to... Do you want to elaborate? Or not yet?
Well, it starts out like this. Way back in the day, I went to this church. And this church was kind of crazy.
Oh, hey, Dias, can you speak up a little?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
All caps, dude.
All caps?
All caps discussion right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyways, I went to this church back in the day. It was, like, pretty awesome and stuff as far as churches go. And apparently the pastor came up. Well, actually, no, he did one day. And he was always talking about, like, prosperity and having lots of money and having lots of stuff. And he drove his Harley into the church one day and was, like, revving the engine. And him and all of his Harley buddies were all like... And I was like, man, you're supposed to be a pastor. Like, your main goal would be, like, to look after the people and make sure that the people are fed and all of that stuff. Anyways, he asked for, like... people to come in one day and basically say, how much money would you be willing to give us this year? Like $10,000, $5,000, as much money as you can. How much money do you make? You're supposed to tithe 10%, all of this stuff. Anyways, he had the church build him this huge house. Well, anyways, he took some of the money that was supposed to be given to the church. And he ended up building himself a huge house. He ended up selling that house. It was something like, I don't know, 6,000 square foot house or something like that. He ended up selling this house, piecing off to a place. And, yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Flourishing and stuff like that. And I looked at his website the other day and I found that all of the people are stupid enough to have all of their information listed on there. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to harass every single one of these people and ask them if they know the actual story of what went on with the original. But it's fucking pointless. Who cares?
Maybe it was more him than those people, though. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But, dude, that sounds really cool. Especially, we seem to have a church theme going on, usually. Because we were doing those atheist calls before. So, that sounds good.
And I saw that, like, that, what was it? The Anonymous group. I think this is all publicity. I mean, this is, it's freaking stupid, really, but... the Westboro Baptist thing, which is really funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm high as fuck, by the way.
Well, that's great. I'm going to add a drunk on here, too. So we'll have someone that's high and we'll have a drunk. It's like the perfect combination. You know, if he answers. Hey, Matt.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, sorry I couldn't answer your call. It was going to put my call on hold.
Yeah.
I had to call you back.
I had like two or three buddies on there too. And then it was creepy Tay. And he was like, "It's I know this bitch."
What?
Yeah. You know, creepy Tay.
I don't...
The Asian rapist kid.
Yeah. Wait, is he the guy that has, like, the video cam? Oh, no. I don't remember who that is, but that sounds familiar.
He's a creepy fella.
I think I have him on my contact list, actually.
If you want to have him.
I think I do. I don't know. But, yeah. Dude, what have you been up to? You haven't been calling in recently.
To the fun show?
Yeah.
What's going on? It's fun, and it's show. It's also a show. It's the fun show.
You've just been trashing my show, so what's up, buddy? Let's have a confrontation about this right now. Okay. Dias, you can be the mediator.
Mediator. Oh, he looks like a mediator. He looks all proud and stoic and half black.
Well, that's Obama. That's his picture. But no, dude, come on. Keep it real.
You guys on Chiny Chat right now? Chiny Chat?
No. I can't. Oh. My little computer can't hit it. Yeah.
No,
fuck with you, Proxy. I love you, kid.
He has the Tiny Chat from the bathroom, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's Rob the Hyena's online.
Well, thanks for announcing that. Okay. I'm going to hang up on you guys.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I've just hung up on you.
I'm going to hang up on you first.
Okay, bye.
You are a dirty cunt.
Thank you. Why are you dissing me all the time?
I didn't. Look, I did a fake hangup.
Alright, Matt.
No, I was just... Because I'm attention suffered.
Okay, go to an AA meeting or something, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
I guess all bets are off.
Bye. I really hope he goes to an AA meeting. You know what, I've been saying this, but what we really need to do, we really need to work on this, and I need somebody to get on this right now. We need to get a hold of A&E Intervention and set up an intervention for Laugh Track Matt. And this needs to be broadcasted. This definitely needs to be broadcasted on national TV, on A&E. Because I can just imagine him going in there and throwing chairs and shit. Anyway, we're all in Tiny Chat right now. Tinychat.com/phonelosers. It is White Shirt Wednesday. 50% of the people currently broadcasting on Tiny Chat are wearing white shirts. And right now, actually, I'm going to play a song because I need to take my shirt off, too. Or I need to change into a white shirt. That's definitely the theme that we have going on here. So, here we go. All right, I'm back. Sorry, guys. I was so unsuccessful in finding a white shirt. And, trying to call someone. All right, well, let's get the show going here. You guys can call in now. And phone number's right here.
You're listening to The Fun Show with OMG. On the Cacti Radio Network. Call in at 484-240-4050. 484-240-4050.
I'm trying to get a hold of Akison because today what we did is we called people with names of people that we knew, like Brad Carter. And this one guy got really mad. Laugh Track Matt says, "Fuck you, AA my ass. Go to strange dick help. Cunt, don't plant the seeds. If you can't feed, water them." So I'm telling him, you know, don't be mad. It's just a show, you know. I'm sorry I hung up on you. I'm really sorry. I apologize. Somebody, please, for the love of God, call in. Even if you don't believe in God. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to call this Brad Carter dude. Because Akison's not answering. We were supposed to do it together. Let's see. Let's see if Brad Carter will answer. Oh God, this show is so full of fail. RBCP? RB? Oh my God. This is the worst Hello? Show ever.
Hello?
I'm sorry, RBCP.
Oh, I should turn off my torrent. Like, I don't...
Huh?
Oh, I couldn't hear you and stuff, and... Yeah, now I can hear you.
Well,
I'm
had
downloading
some...
lots of porn right now.
Oh. Okay.
You know.
Well, I told Akison to call, you know, 45 minutes into the show, and it's only 22 minutes in, because apparently I am a really terrible judge of time.
Oh. I see.
So, we were going to do something with you.
Oh, shit. I don't like that.
We had a purpose... Remember I told you to be available 45 minutes after the hour?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I remember that.
Everyone's wearing a white shirt except for me.
You look retarded, Roxy. You're not wearing a white shirt.
The N is wearing a white shirt, although it does have text on it. I'm not too thrilled with that.
Mine has Mark Twain on it. Jamie bought it for me like several years ago.
Yeah, because you're obsessed with Mark Twain.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
So I did not give anyone permission to use my likeness on your show, so you cannot do Brad Carter calls.
Dang it, Brad, did you know what we were going to do?
Well, you said. You just said a minute ago.
Dang it. Well, we called up this guy with the Brad Carter Trucking Company in Beaverton, Oregon.
Oh, shit.
And we said...
I should go visit him. He's like an hour from me.
You know what I wanted to say to him was, Brad Carter from phonelosers.org doesn't want you to use his name anymore. I wanted to throw your website out there so that he would, like, try to find you and shit.
Do you have a recording of it?
I didn't do it, though, but, yeah.
I could call him up and yell at him.
But I pretended to be his lawyer, and, wait, was it me or Akison on that one? No, it was me.
It was you.
I said, I'm calling on behalf of Brad Carter. And he said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I've had this name for 38 years. Or, no, he said, I've had this company for 30 years. I've had this name for 30 years. And I said, well, Brad Carter has had this name for 38 years. He was born with it, and he would really appreciate it if you would stop using it. Would you call this guy and ask him why he wouldn't listen to me?
I can. Do I have to say I'm Brad?
Yeah. Say I'm Brad Carter. I just spoke to my lawyer and she said that you weren't willing to stop using my name.
Pranking locally is such a bad idea. It's like breaking the rules of prank calls.
Well, fine. I'll find another Brad Carter.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it.
No, you better do it, because you know what? My Pennsylvania number is going to show up.
Oh, I can't. You want me to make the call?
No. No, I made the call before. But he's the owner of Brad Carter Trucking, and I just wanted to call him back and let him know that my client will not accept.
Okay.
I hope this works out, otherwise the show's gonna suck
bad. So you're talking, or am I?
You can talk.
Well, no, you can talk.
I'll talk first, and then you talk.
Who did you say you were, my lawyer?
Yeah. He's not gonna answer. Apparently he called a Jeff Bayless.
Yeah, I heard about that today.
Yeah.
Hello, we reached Carter.
I left a message before and they picked up. Hi, this is Stacy. Again, I'm representing Brad Carter. We were just calling you to see if we could discuss this matter once again. We got totally...
Tell him I'm going to take his ass to court.
Oh, yes. He's going to take your ass to court over the name Brad Carter. And I know you guys are in there. I know you're in there. I know you hear what I'm saying right now. So just pick up the phone and we can resolve this.
Tell him it'll be cheaper to change his name than to deal with me in court.
Exactly. So we're just going to sit here and wait for you.
Legal name change, motherfucker. Tell him that.
Legal name change.
Tell him.
I can't
say curse. Curse.
No. I'm a lawyer.
Whatever.
I'm definitely a lawyer. Answer the phone!
Pick up.
And by the way, I've totally spoofed caller ID, so this is not my real number. That'll show him.
Yeah, that sounded totally believable there to say that.
Well, when I first called, I was leaving a message, and all of a sudden this lady picked up, and she's like, we're here. And so... I got a hold of Brad Carter that way. Oh, here's the man of the hour. Hello.
Hi, Akathon.
We cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Not very well.
Damn it.
It's better.
Yeah, it's better. Just talking to the microphone.
No, Skype stole my levels yet again.
Yes, that happens to me too.
Do you still have my Brad Carter?
Yes, I have the other Brad Carter that you wanted to call.
Yeah, he's funny. He's from Michigan, and he doesn't understand things.
Yes, this is...
Does he have a business?
No. He's just Brad Carter.
Oh,
I think all Brad Carters are naturally douchebags.
Yeah.
Because they don't like to play by the rules.
Oh, wait, hold on. Laugh track, Matt.
Oh.
I was just kidding,
Matt,
about going to AA.
Oh.
Don't
yeah.
be mad at me.
This is a sore spot.
Okay.
Hi.
Are we all happy
yeah.
now?
I thought you had a yeah. sense of humor about your alcoholism.
I do, but I'm like, when somebody says, it's like I need to do something about it.
Dude, you are slurring. You must have drank like 2 times the normal amount.
How many beers are you up to currently?
Well, I'm fucking chatting as well.
Of course.
That makes you slur, normally. When I chat, I know I slur a lot.
Are we okay, Matt? Close.
Yeah, I just wrote all's well.
Okay.
You need us to call 911?
Yeah, if you need help, just call back, okay?
We're here for you.
I'm not. I don't know who you are.
God bless.
Everybody knows Matt.
I know who he is, but I'm
not on a personal even. Level.
You just don't care.
Hey, Rexy, what was your big plan for the show?
Oh, my big plan? Just the thing with Diaz, really. I was going to play that, and then we're about to do something now.
You should call some more dog things. That was funny.
Yeah. I want to do that. It's so late, though.
That was so crazy, getting a Canadian to yell. I was seriously impressed with that.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, it really is. I've tried, and it just...
Except unless you speak poorly about Snowball.
What, then
her name is Snow White, damn it!
That gets a Canadian to yell real quick.
Yeah,
well, I called him earlier, and he just totally didn't answer, so he must be spending time with her.
God. I'll text him.
Yeah, hurry up. We have a new acronym.
That's his line.
Yeah, we have a new acronym. It's HTFU.
Hurry the fuck up.
Yep.
Oh, she told that to me, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, he's like, wait, what?
Wow, the drunk out of you for you. I'm getting another beer.
Well, Matt, take care of yourself, okay? Please? We're going to make a call.
Jeff Bayless was funny.
He's in the middle of gulping, I think, his beer. Bye, Matt.
But he said he's got to go get another beer. He's gonna be super depressed when he gets back and you're gone.
I know, right? But I don't know. Just doesn't seem right to have him on while you're doing your call. He's gonna hear that and get pissed.
I want to ban the fake cam people in Tiny Chat just because they're not wearing white shirts.
Oh, Akison, take this one away, okay?
Who is it?
This is the guy you wanted to call.
Which Brett? One?
The number that you gave me.
A card.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello.
Hey, you're being sued. I just wanted to tell you that. Brad Carter has copyrighted his name, and you're not allowed to have it.
That was hilarious.
He didn't hang up.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Sir, are you there?
Please disregard my comment about being hilarious.
I guess that was the first number you gave me, and then I guess you gave me a new number.
Wait, I did?
I don't remember this.
He was high when he gave it to you. You have to refresh his memory.
Laugh track, Matt.
Yeah.
What do you mean, really?
I got hung up on?
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't answer. I thought you passed out.
It's not a conference call.
I said I was
show.
Getting, I was getting another beer.
Oh, well, we'll call you back in a little bit, okay?
No, I got it already.
Okay, love you. Okay, he obviously went to go get another beer.
Oh,
that's.
Do you know who you just called? You just called the guy that we called earlier that yelled at me and said all those profane words. To say on the air.
Well, this is an actual radio. This isn't an actual radio show, so I don't really care.
No, no, but
I know. I know you want to call the guy in Tennessee, right?
I don't know who I want to call.
This is the second number that you gave me that I'm calling right now.
Did it have a name with it?
Yeah, Brad Carter.
Oh, the first one is Jeff Bayless.
Oh. This is Brad Carter, the number you sent me at 11:28 p.m.
Hello?
Hey, is this Brad Carter?
Yes.
This is Jim from Ameritech Security, and we actually have finally gotten around to doing this, but you owe about $15,000 in payphone fraud, sending in checks with a disclosed amount of money, saying that the, not sending in, receiving checks, like, saying, like, my quarter got stuck in the payphone and whatnot. And
well, that's bullshit.
It's not, sir, and
don't
I would...
call me again.
This is the first time...
You call me, you wake me up in the middle of the night to tell me this shit?
It's not in the middle
don't
of the
call
night.
Call us again.
It's about 11 in the afternoon here.
Well, I don't care what time it is where you are.
I do. I mean, wouldn't it kind of be absurd if I called you, like, at 12 o'clock in the midnight?
Don't call us again.
I think I will, just for giggles.
Excuse me, sir. I'm his supervisor. We do know that you are Brad Carter, and you are the Brad Carter that has been scamming us for years, and you're just trying to get out of this.
You're just a part of the scam, too.
No. You are the scam.
No. That doesn't even make any damn sense. How could somebody scam you by stealing money from payphones? I've never heard of anything so bizarre.
Well, no, you didn't steal money from payphones. What you did is you told us that you wanted a refund because you claim the payphones stole your quarter. But payphones do not steal billions of quarters, sir.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm more likely to be transported to Mars by aliens than you are to get a check for anything from me, because that's all bullshit, and you people
me,
are
sir.
All bullshit. Why don't you send me something in the mail to show you that you're for real, okay?
You better expect to be abducted by aliens tonight. That's all I've got to say about that, because we will get our money.
Well, just don't call me and wake me up again. Just don't call
I know $50,000 is about a yearly check for you, but we need it.
Need your money. And there's definitely no other Brad Carter in your area.
We know it's you, sir.
You are the Brad Carter.
Of course it's me.
Yeah.
I love stealing money from payphones.
So you admit it.
Hey. Okay, we got it on recording, guys. Guys, we got it on recording. He said it. Sir, you're,
And,
you just...
And, you know, I'm also... But that's, I learned that on planet Goma, where I was raised and before I was transported here in a spaceship.
Transported? Like in a military?
I drink, pink lemonade and...
Sir, you are grasping at straws right now.
So what are you guys trying to get anyway?
Money, motherfucker!
Credit card number so you can rip me off?
We want your money.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you just send your attorney, have him send me a letter, and then my attorney will get back with you, okay?
How old is your attorney? Because our attorney is 20 years old, so I'm pretty sure our attorney can, you know, kick your attorney's ass.
I don't have any time to talk to you guys. You're just idiots.
You have plenty of time. All you were doing was sleeping.
Actually, the correct term is loser.
Yeah, phone. All right, sir. Well, thanks for being a dick about it. We're going to prosecute you to the fullest extent.
By the way, this call costs $5.92.
92 cents, really?
You on your phone bill.
Okay, the first... if anyone calls you from Ameritech... disregard it.
Well, you called Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you Tennessee's Bell South, so you probably didn't know what the hell Ameritech is.
Yeah. And even then.
Yeah. I liked the yeah.
I love that you got a Brad Carter to like say, yes, I love stealing money from PayPal.
I just like I would be I would rather be abducted by aliens and sent to Mars. Or I've been transported here to Tennessee.
He really had aliens, and he must have been having, like, space dreams or something.
I don't know, guys.
That's
drink
my guess.
Pink lemonade. I drink pink lemonade.
What was that all about? I didn't get what he was trying to say.
Apparently, he drinks pink lemonade and steals money from PayPal.
Okay.
Brad Carter, is that what you do? You drink pink lemonade and...
I can't talk about it because the statute of limitations hasn't expired yet.
Can't confirm nor deny it. Oh,
it's the Samantha. I'm just turning this into social hour right now.
Hi, oh, everybody.
Oh, no.
I would hang up on Samantha.
You would?
Shut up. No.
Samantha is a terrible influence on Brad.
Why? Why do you say that?
She's kind of a bad one on me. So, like, she makes me feel bad about things.
Brad, did you talk about your little exploit with Samantha last night on the phone show? Did you talk about the
How
retard?
How did you know about that? Samantha says she's going to keep
on
it
the
quiet.
Subject.
Yeah, we talked about that.
See, that is exactly why she's a bad influence on you.
I thought you need to hear this, Roxy. These calls were hilarious. I was on a roll.
County Kid wants me to edit it really bad.
Well, I already sent it to my future American husband to edit since you were taking forever, and I can't rely on
that
you
would be,
for anything.
Hey, I'm ready to get hitched, sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what you just said because it was all one long word. Anyway, as I was saying, Rob the Hyena is working on editing it right now, and he said it was funny.
Oh,
Rob the Hyena is taken. I'm an actual American that will happily marry you.
Maybe you can have Rob the Hyena's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do this to Chiru.
Oh, that's cool.
Hey,
well,
hey, Roxy.
Wait.
You are contractually obligated to talk about how Madhouse will be back live on the air tomorrow night.
Oh, okay, yes. Madhouse Live will be on the air tomorrow night.
Is Carlito back?
Thank you.
Is that it?
He said he's pretty sure he's going to do his show tomorrow night.
So,
guys, I'm kind of confused. I'm sorry. ADD moment. Go ahead, Brad.
Oh, why are you confused?
No, go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
Oh, I was just saying Carlito told me today he's probably going to be back on the air tomorrow.
Okay, so it's not confirmed.
It's not confirmed, but he said most likely. And
nor
if not, I'm
denied.
If not, I'm going to take it over. Tomorrow night, I think.
Okay, we need a confirmation before we go off making claims.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to get sued.
Exactly.
Let's do a call.
Me and Tucker have fun.
I'm confused about why there are two fractals.
Call time.
I'm really confused right now.
I only see one fractal.
I see
two fractals. Okay,
it's double fractal. It's like my whole, like, wow.
It's so intense.
I'm not going to say anything. Fractal knows what I'm talking about.
No, I see it now.
He knows I have a huge crush on him. Hello, caller. You're on the air live on Cacti Radio.
Well, thank you very, very much for taking my call. I just want to say just a big hello to the fun show. And thank you for all the fun it's provided me with. Because, well, just
hey,
having a lot of fun right now, you know, with the economy
hey,
and everything. And I really think this show is providing a great public service.
You forgot to say
a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've never really called before, but I've always been a big fan of the show.
Right.
For years.
Yeah.
Years. Even though I've only been on for about 6 weeks now.
Don't ruin the illusion, Roxy.
Okay. Years.
Just go
long-time
with it.
Long-time caller. Long-time caller. First-time listener.
Would you like to do a prank call today, caller?
No. I'm gonna sit this one out. So, you know, I wouldn't want to do anything illegal on the phone.
Guys.
Oh, come on.
Guys.
I will listen. How about that?
Okay, Samantha?
Charles Haddenham posted his number on Facebook again.
Oh, call him up right now.
Oh, all right. Who is this guy?
I want to hear Roxy flirt with him.
Who is this guy, Samantha? Give me the background.
Jesus.
You did.
I just want you to call him and tell him you want to be his girlfriend.
Oh, I know who this guy is. I know who this guy is.
He just posted that 8 minutes ago.
All right, guys, I'm going to hang up on the mysterious caller. Do you have anything to say? Ah, he hung up on me. He was like, take that.
This call is going to be good, so let's just get ready for it. I want everybody to brace yourselves and get ready.
You don't have to talk it up.
Oh, I do.
No.
Thank you. Thank you, Akison.
It's going to be awesome.
Akison and who is the other guy?
Rob says hi.
Akison and... Dang it, I forgot his name.
Who are you talking about? Shepard?
Yes, Shepard. He says that he claims part of the Mildred Monday discovery.
The only thing Shepard did was...
Akison, you're the one that found the new Mildred.
Yeah, the only thing Shepard did was...
My hat's off to you, sir.
That was crazy.
It took less than 10 seconds. And the only thing Shepard did, just for clarification, was keep my Skype line open. So I didn't have to constantly hit accept.
I'm adding you, buddy. That was awesome. Dude, that truly is her zombie or ghost or something.
Yeah, I thought it was a soundboard. I really did. But Akison was like, it's the real one, I swear. And I called her, and sure enough.
She's died.
Literally,
I almost fell down right there dead.
It was amazing. My jaw just about dropped.
Okay, I wish
come on, hurry up.
I
have
you
guys sucked each other's cocks yet?
Bye, Matt. Don't get mad at me. He's gonna get mad at me anyway. Thank you, Akison, for your contributions to the whole Mildred Monday debacle.
Yeah, and don't thank Shepard, just me.
Yeah, Shepard bullshit. He didn't do shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck
thanks,
Shepard.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, just so everyone knows.
Bye.
All right, bye.
We put the FU in fun.
All right, let's go. That's for sure.
Yeah, this is the guy that you called the other day and did a lot of terrible things with.
Okay, so I became his girlfriend. Oh, okay, just...
Yeah.
Never... No time for backstory.
I'm sure we'll hear all about it after Rob's done with it.
Oh, yeah, right, you will.
If I were Brad, I'd want to forget it, though.
I kind of do. It's hilarious. It really is great. You should call Mildred, too.
Okay. I think I'm going to have to call her instead.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
That's bullshit.
Two.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call her instead. Would you happen to have her number right offhand?
I just posted it.
Okay. What are we going to say to her?
Shingles again?
No, not shingles.
Ask her why she wasn't there for the roofing. She'd be like, I was
over
here.
A puppy.
What's that?
We're bringing over a puppy.
Oh, here's the guy. Here's the guy.
Oh, he's calling you back?
Hello.
Yeah.
Wait. The voicemail called me back.
No, it was a voicemail, a text.
Oh, it was a voice to text thing. If it calls back, you gotta, press 1.
Oh,
you gotta
darn it.
That's hilarious. Just call him back, actually.
Yeah, call
him
back.
That means he's at his phone, right?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that means he can't talk.
No, he can talk, just a little bit.
He's grounded.
Yeah, or something like that.
Thanks to Samantha.
Or there's somebody in the room with him.
Yeah, a girl.
Probably not a girl.
Or maybe his cat.
Ask if he likes cats and if he wants kids.
Okay.
Asked her if she likes cats, trying to make conversation. It was just like you.
You have reached the Sprint box of 2086.
Okay, when he sends a text again or something, you can just reply to it saying, call me, baby.
Okay.
I want to know how that works. Does it, translate just like Google, so it looks really stupid?
Yeah, that's what I've wondered, too. Like, does it actually work? How do you know?
And why can't Skype build in texting? You know, it'll just pop up a window that texts, and you text
back. Because they want to charge for it. It's a scam.
Oh, they do charge? They have that?
Well, they want to. I think it says something like, you know, you can SMS. Like, there's an SMS button on the dial pad. And I think you have to pay for it.
That's crazy.
Okay, what are we saying?
I don't know. Who's going to talk?
Who's this, Mildred?
Yeah.
I'll talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Tell her you thought she died.
I think she's learning that this time of night, don't answer the phone.
Didn't you guys talk to her husband?
Yeah, they both were on the line at the same time, and they wanted a threesome.
We thought it was the son.
You know what I would have done? If you would have had it queued up, I would have played that line where she said something like, "My husband's been dead for X amount of years."
Oh.
Do you remember that?
You really should have had a soundboard ready, Brad. That would have owned it.
I'm sorry.
Brad fails. Last night.
Well, no, I did last night, sort of. Like, no, I had two clips ready.
Yeah, I was there. It didn't work.
Oh, look, guys. This guy named I Love Emo Girls is in Tiny Chat. I didn't know that he listened to the Fun Show. Look, we have a new Fun Show listener.
Oh my god. Oh, it just changed to
Bianca.
Bianca.
Oh.
Bianca. Is that a pregnant woman?
I think she's just fat.
She's just a little chunky.
Okay, here we go.
She's the fat one of that group.
You're up to landline.
Now press one.
Okay.
To hear this message, press one. Who is calling me? To reply by voice, press one. To reply by text, press 2. To disconnect, record your reply at the tone. When you are done, press 1.
It's me! Call me back, baby!
Reply sent. To landline.
We've made him suspicious.
Yeah, now he's screening all of his calls.
Way to go, Samantha.
Good job.
I destroyed this kid's week.
How old do you think he is, Samantha?
He is 21, that's confirmed.
Confirmed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do not believe he suffers from a mental disability, as Brad Carter is trying to suggest.
I don't know. I read his Facebook, and let me just tell you, that does sound like somebody that at least has some form of autism, or...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, autism or just some, like, a slight...
Why don't you just ask him if he's autistic when he calls?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, he's got at least something going on the autism spectrum, because nobody's going to put 500 times, "Somebody please call me, maybe I can get a Filipino girl," and then, like, you know, comment on this girl's stuff saying, "Oh, she's my girlfriend."
Roxy, you haven't even heard the call. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, there's obviously problems with him.
Yeah, I was just judging from his Facebook account. So there's some chick on Tiny Cam now applying makeup. I don't understand this whole thing.
You want me to ban that chick?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Nick, I'm swagging too hard. Bro, I understand completely. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what County Kid's trying to show. Is he still County Kid or is he County Adult? Because I really don't want to get in trouble.
County legal.
He's county legal. That's a good
name. I think he's going to snort something out of his nose. He was laughing pretty hard there. call in, County Kid. Hurry, HTFU. Call in.
Can you call the retarded guy back? The autistic
he's
guy
not
back?
Retarded.
He probably is retarded. I'll call.
I mean, you don't have much longer, and I really want to hear.
Yeah, we really want to get a bit of this on the show.
Well, I think he's screening his calls.
Call back.
But maybe one more time, because he'll get your text, and he'll be, oh, yeah. Well, she's legit.
Yeah, right.
Come on, he's not too clever. You can leave him a voicemail if you want to.
I'll leave him a voicemail if he does not reply.
Evie just sent me a picture of a payphone for some reason. I told her to set it on fire.
Because you like payphones, that's why she sent it to you.
Obviously.
I don't like payphones.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hey. Is this, Charles?
Yeah.
Hey, man. This is Stacy. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, Nathan gave me your number. Hello? It doesn't matter. You wanted some woman to call you. I'm a woman. I'm right here, baby. I'm incredibly bored. So what are you doing? Do you like cats? Damn it.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
You guys totally messed with him way too much.
Yeah.
Okay, call him back. I'll try talking to him.
He's scared to death of Filipino women now.
He commented on some girl's photo. That is my girlfriend right there.
Did you add him as a... Oh, wait. Yeah, you did add him. And he, like, drove you crazy.
No, yeah. I didn't.
But no, Samantha added him. And he just, like, wouldn't shut up. He kept messaging her and posting things. And...
Oh.
Not really a surprise. I'm used to that.
Samantha, you should...
Yeah, like, from me.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with this kid?
Hey, we're kind of kid though.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
Hi, baby. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected, but this is your girlfriend calling. We didn't talk at all yesterday. I'm kind of worried about you. Call me back on this number. I really want to set things straight with you and Mom and everyone. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Aww.
you must have experience with that, because I could never talk like that, even to my own boyfriend today.
I could never mean it.
We're such soulless creatures.
I love it.
So, I guess that's it, guys.
Are we going to have an after show?
I'm sure not.
If you really, really want to, Samantha, we'll go for like 30 extra minutes. But
I'll listen to an after show.
I'll definitely.
Oh my god! I'm going to go listen to the after show now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Brad.
He always hangs up and then claims that I'm the one hanging up on him.
It's his way of... It's his mating dance, you know? Go in a little, go out a little, go in a little, go out a little.
I don't think he wants to mate with me.
I think he does, yeah.
No.
You look like a 16-year-old girl, and he's into that, so you can understand why.
No, he's into 5-year-olds, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what do you want to do on the after show?
I just want to wait for Charles to call back.
Oh, so you just...
But we can also do open book calls if you want. Those are always productive, I found.
Okay. Let me go ahead and take a break.
All right.
And you can stay on the line, but I guess. But you're not going to hear anything.
I don't care. Okay. I'll...
Thanks, everyone, for listening. This was...
Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Yeah, this was an episode of the fun show that you just listened to with OMG. And Samantha and I are going to hang around and do an after show. Tombstone never called in. Apparently, he hates us now. And I don't know what song to play. I'm going to play some Red Hot Chili Peppers in honor of RBCP. Guys, a police officer is going to show up at my house now.
That guy just impersonated a police officer. It's like 10 times worse than anything we've done.
Okay, I had to cut that prank call short because I didn't realize that was like a 12-minute prank call, and I did not need that much time. Samantha, are you still there? Hello? Samantha? Oh no. Samantha's not talking to me now. So I've got several phone numbers I can call. I looked for a white shirt and I found an off-white shirt, and I hope that's acceptable for all you Tiny Chat people. Let me call Brad. And you know, I had to cut that prank call short, and RBCP is saying somebody got in trouble for that. I just want to know what's up. I didn't realize it was such a long call, so I just skipped at the part where he started getting mad.
Hello?
Hey, what happened?
Hello?
With that call?
What call? Oh, the one that was just played?
Yeah, I kind of skipped through a lot of it, but basically we just messed with this woman about her daughter's phone account, right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. That lady was awesome. She was crazy, and then the husband was crazy or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was like, her boyfriend, but she misspoke and said fiancé.
Oh, yeah, and I found all of their Facebooks.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, it's a number that somebody called Jessica's phone, my friend Jessica, and mm-hmm. just hung up on her. And then Jessica called the number back, and
oh,
they
right.
picked up and hung up on her. So Jessica's like, who the fuck is this? And asked me to find out or call them or something.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the first part of the story.
And?
Are you ready for the second part?
Yes.
The second part is the part where I forget. Wait, no. It turned out... What?
I didn't say anything.
Over.
Whoa. My phone. I didn't say anything. What happened,
Start
Brad?
Start the story over again because I didn't...
No, no, no. I can't even remember back that far.
Okay, so what's the second part of the story? We're in suspense here.
Well, it wasn't even a cool story. I don't know why you asked me. It just turned out, like, we did all that, like, wondering who that was and pranking them and everything. And it turned out it was a friend of her daughter's, of Jessica's daughter, that just happened to use her phone.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, she never the kid never figured it out. And
oh, so Jessica didn't get into trouble.
No.
Okay.
But we did harass like whole family. We did harass the whole family of some little kid.
Brad, I googled RBCP and I found a story of you calling someone, and they knew who you were. And you were like, "What operating system are you using?" And he's like, "Who is this?" And you're like, "It's Brad." And then he's like, "In that case, Cactus OS."
What? Nuh-uh. This is a lie. I don't remember that at all.
Really? Google RBCP.
Why are you Googling my name?
That's what I'm wondering.
That's weird. I'm hanging up.
You guys
no, don't hang
intel?
Up.
You guys
don't
are
go.
Creepers.
Don't go, Brad. I hung up on him that time. That was legitimate.
That's lols.
Okay,
did you get any missed calls?
No, I didn't get any missed calls. I don't think he's going to call back. But I can do about 20 minutes of random calls. You want to call the first one Inertia? Inertia No Love?
You want to do that one?
Sure, I'll do that one.
All right.
Hold on. We're on Tiny Chat, guys.
One, eight, five, six, zero, one, five, three.
Okay.
Okay, want to do Gerald?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to call him, and we'll say specifically that I'm not going to tell him who I am, because he's very pissed off by people who text him and call him, but have no intention of telling him who we are.
Oh, right. That's a perfect one. That's a gem. So just tell him you have no intention of telling him who you are.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Okay.
My shirt is off-white. Is that okay?
Oh, hold on. Let me look at it. I can't see shit. Go down. I can't see it. Or stand up or something. You're a midget.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That looks totally white.
It's off-white.
No, just stand up again and bend over.
Oh, hush. This guy is not going to answer.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Do you want to do a new call? 8-0-2-2-9-0-9-8.
No phone numbers. No phone numbers. Somebody tagged a picture of me, and everyone's commenting about it on Facebook, but it's not actually me. So that's what I'm looking at. Sorry, guys. I'm slacking. Aw, Brad says I hung up on him, and I'll be sorry, and he'll never listen to me ever again.
Oh.
Aw. The taste is of success is so good. Received a 2002 Rangers today and an iPhone. Oh, somebody's calling, actually. Hold on. Hello, caller. How can I help you?
6-1-8
What?
Five, six,
another one of these? Are you
one,
serious?
5-3-1
Yeah.
I sent you a text to landline message. To hear this message, press 1. Who is Dex? To reply by voice, press 1. To reply by
who
text,
is this?
Press 2.
That before was a
you
nurse.
Reply at the tone. When you are done, press 1.
This is yo woman.
Reply canceled. To reply by voice, press 1. To reply by record your reply at the tone.
I'll do it.
When you are done, press 1.
Yeah, when Arsha is your homegirl. Hit me back, call me when you get this. Yo, whoa, whoa, watermelon. Peace.
Reply sent.
I hope the Ebonics translates to text easily. Okay, so do you want to do new phone calls?
Yeah, actually, I was about to call this guy that just got an iPhone and a Ford Ranger.
All right.
Because he says, the taste of success is so good. Just got a 2002 Ranger today and an iPhone. What I'm wondering is, if the taste of success is so awesome, why is he driving around a 9-year-old car?
Got some quick math skills. Okay, who's going to talk?
I will.
Okay. You should be like the IRS and be like, where are you getting the money for all of this?
This is Paul.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Hi. This is Stacy with the IRS, and we've just been notified that you received a 2002 Ranger today and an iPhone. Is that correct?
What?
Today, did you receive a 2002 Ranger and an iPhone?
Yeah.
New car, new phone.
Yep.
Are you going to report that to the IRS, sir?
Who is this?
This is Stacy with the IRS.
It's actually not even what are you talking about? Stacy with the IRS? Where did you get my number?
Sir, we're the government. We have your number.
Okay.
So, please make sure you report, because we are definitely writing this down. Actually, let me type this in right now.
Well, my...
Yep.
My boss bought it as a work truck. I just get to use it.
Oh, okay. So you're lying to everyone on Facebook.
No.
You're making it look like you are so successful, and you... have, you know...
I worked really hard to get to where I am. What the fuck? Who the hell are you?
I said I'm Stacy with the IRS.
Why are you attacking me here?
Well...
with some weird number? Stacy with the IRS.
Yeah, you were boasting on Facebook, and we always check Facebook to see what people are buying and purchasing and making sure that they, you know, report it to the IRS. And we work all day, all night here. It's a very, very, very difficult job. So, because we just had to clarify, and we're going to go ahead, and if what you're telling us is true, we're going to go ahead and charge you an extra $2,587 for your taxes and 94 cents.
Are you kidding me? Why?
Well, because
I can't afford that. I'm poor as hell.
I thought success was treating you awesome.
It's not like I make a bunch of money. I work really hard for this, like, promotion that I'm getting. What the fuck?
You work hard for your money?
I work really hard to get, like, he bought me a truck so I can make deliveries and go to work every day. Now you're going to charge me $2,000 for what now?
Let me go ahead and get my supervisor on the line. Hold on one second here. You might hear a couple clicks.
Why are you guys charging me so much money? For nothing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right, Mr. Stagner, I understand there's some confusion about your current status with the IRS. What you need to know is that we do monitor purchases, and we're not going to let this go.
I didn't purchase anything.
We have a screenshot of you confessing to purchasing a 2002 Ford Ranger and an iPhone. Both of those things I know are quite expensive.
I said received, and it's an iPhone 3G, and my friend gave it to me. You guys are really crazy. I mean, look, my boss.
I'm gonna need you to produce
today.
Some receipts.
Some receipts? I don't have any receipts.
Do you get paid legitimately, sir?
A friend gave me an iPhone, and my boss is letting me use a work truck. No, my work is letting me use that truck. It's not like it's my truck. I didn't buy it.
That's really convenient. We're just going to have to go ahead and add the $2,047.96 to your taxes.
Why though? Why though?
Are you planning to actually do your taxes on time this year? April is coming up.
I always do my taxes. You guys are attacking me. I'm going to have to get, like, a lawyer. I have a lawyer. I'm going to have to get a lawyer.
Well, we are the government. We have a few hundred lawyers.
What's your name? I mean, I understand, but you guys are attacking me, and I didn't even do anything. You want to monitor my purchases? If I come into court and I have proof that you guys are wrong, then it's really going to look bad on you guys. I mean, what the hell? You're just checking up. Because my boss has the receipts for what he bought today.
I have a Facebook status update by you, owning up to it all. That's admission to
guilt. Yeah, I succeed. Okay, all right. Yeah, you're going to use that in the court of law.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. What's your name?
Christine.
I got to get everybody's name. What's your name? Your last name. Your full name. Everything.
Tompkinson.
What is it?
I'm going to be the one asking questions here. I don't know what position you think you're in. I'm the government.
You're the
one driving a 9-year-old car, and you think you can ask me, and your phone's not even the latest edition, and you think you can ask me the questions? Okay? The taste of success is so good. Come up with the $2,000. It's going on your record. If you have any further questions, you can call me.
You guys really do this? I'm okay, hold on. Give me a phone number that I can call somebody, not you guys.
All right,
and I have a few friends that work up at the building, right up the road.
Oh yeah, what are their names?
The IRS.
Names? Do I know them?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you. What do you guys? $2,000?
$2,000
for nothing for a Facebook shop that you think I purchased something? You guys have to prove it before you can charge it.
Admission of guilt. You already admitted it, so.
But no, you guys have to prove it. You guys have to let me come in and show you.
We can get Mark Zuckerberg, and he will say that everything that's on Facebook is true, so we've got you.
What? Are you kidding me?
I don't kid about this. Why would I kid about this? Good.
Well, no, but I just when did this happen? Like, when did you guys start doing this? I don't understand how that's true.
Well, the popularity of Facebook has exploded over the past few years, as you may have noticed.
Yeah, but look, like you can just call people and be like,
"This yeah, isn't funny." Yeah, you're not going to be laughing when you pay that $2,000, are you?
I mean, no, I'm not going to be able to pay it. I mean, there's no way I can. I don't make that kind of money. It would put me on the streets. And obviously, you guys don't care. I didn't.
You can live in your car.
Live in my car? I didn't buy that car. My boss bought it.
Bed in the back of it.
My boss. We don't even have the title to it yet. I mean, there's not even like the purchase record from an auction under my under a dealership. It's under a dealership name. It's under AJG dealer, like a dealership. Like it's not even my car.
You just put three random letters together.
What?
You just put three random letters together and said that it was a real company. I don't even know what you're talking
about. That's a business that I work for.
Okay, let's, this conversation isn't going anywhere.
I just don't understand how you guys can charge me $2,000 all of a sudden. Just call me.
Excuse me, sir? Sir, I'm sorry. I've been listening the whole time. If you don't get that title and if you don't do this legally, we're going to have to add an extra $347.82.
Okay, well, all right. Give me a number so I can contact somebody.
It's 727. Go fuck yourself. You got that?
Yeah, he definitely got that.
What an idiot.
Rappy wants me to call him.
Rappy.
Rappy McCrap person. McCrap person.
Hello, and thanks for calling McCrap.
Oh no, he's not answering.
We're all away from...
Oh no! RBCP lied! So many lies.
So many secrets.
His phone probably died. But RBCP said that Rappy was calling him. Oh, that's right. I was going to call someone. Oh my gosh. I forgot to do this earlier today.
Oh, is it going to be gold?
No, it's not going to be gold, but I... Did oh my gosh, I'm so glad he reminded me. I am so sorry. That's what I was going to do earlier. I was going to do something at the 30-minute mark, and I forgot what it was.
Okay.
Oh. Man, this guy is going to hate me now. I hope he answers.
Hey, it's DM.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, you said to call you, so I'm calling you.
Yep.
I meant to call you at 30 minutes past the hour, but I forgot.
I know. I was supposed to call you, too, but I also forgot.
We're twins.
So, yeah. It might actually be the last time that I get to call in or listen to the show because they're planning to turn off the internet at night here.
No way! What kind of communist country are you living in?
The Netherlands, but I'm living at some weird-ass place, so...
Oh, it's not the country, it's the place you're living.
Are you tall and blonde? Yeah.
Nah.
No, I lost interest. He's on Tiny Chat.
Who is it?
The N.
Oh.
Is it the N or then?
It's the N.
The N. See, that's what I was telling everyone, but everyone's like, no, it's then. And every time someone types then in IRC, it highlights your name. Rappy, answer.
Hey, yeah. What up?
Rappy, I love you.
Fun.
Hey, is this a fun show?
Yeah, and it's totally fun. We only have 4 minutes left.
Oh, fun. Well, thanks for calling. I should plug my phone.
I'm doing a 30-minute after show. We're at the end of a 30-minute after show.
Oh, rock on.
I should plug my phone in because my phone's about to run out of batteries.
Samantha hung up.
Oh, it's all good. Samantha sucks. What happened? Did you guys prank call people?
Yes, we did. You should listen to it. I'm actually a little behind on the podcast because of recent events, but I will pump out some new and improved fun shows on the Fun Show blog, which can be found at cactiradio.com/funshow.
Good.
It's a podcast, good. And you can go download it. And you know what? I might do that tomorrow. I might catch up tomorrow. Mm. So, guys, hang out and chill out and wait. So,
cool.
What are you up to, Rappy? I've got VN on the phone with me, by the way.
Who? VN? Hey. Oh, VN. Hey, what up?
Not much. Yeah. What you doing?
I'm just fucking just smoking some crack, just getting high and shoving weird shit up my butthole. You know?
He's from the Netherlands. They don't do that over there.
Oh, cool. Well, welcome to the phone bridge, the fun show.
Welcome to America.
Welcome. Welcome.
Where we smoke crack and shove things up our buttholes.
Yeah, now you're talking turkey.
That should be a song, Rappy.
Yeah?
Yeah, smoking crack, shoving things up my ass.
I think you're on something good.
Yeah, so what's going on with you?
We're recording.
What are you recording?
A song that takes place, it's like a kind of a play on a French waiter song. So it goes, my verse is, I'm flipping them pancakes, milk plus bust nuts on bran flakes. Post-mail Rappy for the verse, you know I'm coming through on the handshake. Got the girl named Sandy, she's all up in my brain. She's so inquisitive, like the old school, like back in the day in Spain. Bring the paint. When the plane came through in South Lake Hills and I made it out the hood, now I got my eyes on the prize Boca Raton. Hollywood. Yeah, it goes on for a while. Sorry. Man, don't mind me.
Did you mention your girl in that song there?
Yeah, my lady love, Sandy. I love you, Sandy.
Aw. Do you think she's listening?
You never know. When she looks at the moon, I look at the moon as well at the same time.
Does she know that you're looking at the moon at the same time?
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. She might be aware of this. Are you stalking her, or is this legitimate?
Nah.
Or
we met. I met her once.
Oh, okay.
She got drunk and started trying to bite the waiters. She got drunk and started. She the hostess. She's psycho.
Wow. Just the way you like them, huh?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Fucking psycho me up. Hell yeah.
Hey, Vian, do you have anything to add before the show ends? Any sort of... Oh, you want to promote afterthetone.org, don't you?
Yeah, go to afterthetone.org and call the number at the top.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to pay me $5 for that.
Oh, my phone's about to die. My phone's about to die, sorry.
Okay, is there anything you want to promote, Rappy? On my show with, let's see, how many listeners? 14 listeners. What do you want to tell those 14 people in Radioland? Rappy? Oh, Rappy hung up. I think his battery died. Well, everyone visit his website. It's rappymcrapperson.com, I think. RappyMcrapperson. It's a 1 C and 2 P's. And I only have 14 listeners left, so I'm going to have to go. And I've got my sheets in the dryer, and I want to go to bed. And good night, Vian.
Good night.
Do you want to add anything else? I feel bad because I didn't call you before.
Not really.
Are you able to listen to the show? Did you listen tonight?
Yeah, I listened.
Oh, okay, good. Maybe you can call in and I can just keep you on and you can listen. Or I'll call you.
All right.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
Sure. Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. That was the fun show. I don't have RBCP to play any sort of music. He's really good at that, and I'm really bad at that, and I'm really sorry. But I love you guys, and pay attention to my little blog thing. It's cactiradio.com/funshow. I'm going to be posting some past shows that I've missed out on editing that you guys have missed out on, and I've been so busy, but I can't deny you guys anymore. I found some chapstick when I moved some furniture today, so I'm going to apply that, and I will see you guys next week.